Alright folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're diving deep into the art of embracing the present moment without judgment, something that sounds easier than it actually is, right? You ever feel like your mind's constantly racing ahead, worrying about what might happen or dwelling on what already has? Or maybe you find yourself judging every little thing, every thought, every action. Trust me, I've been there. We are all human, prone to those mental hamster wheels and self-criticism spirals. But here's the beauty. Stoicism offers us a way out, a path to peaceful presence. And trust me, it's worth the journey. So, what exactly does it mean to embrace the present moment without judgment? It's about actively choosing to focus on right now, on this very second, without getting caught up in past regrets or future anxieties. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild horse, constantly pulling you in different directions. Stoicism teaches us how to gently guide that horse, bring it back to the present moment, and ride with calm awareness. It's about accepting things as they are, without trying to force them into some ideal version. Sounds pretty liberating, right? Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you master this art. 1. Acknowledge your thoughts and feelings. The first step is recognizing those racing thoughts and swirling emotions. Don't fight them or try to suppress them, just acknowledge their presence. Think of it like observing clouds passing in the sky. They come and go, but they don't define your experience of the clear blue above. The same goes for your thoughts and feelings. They are part of the human experience, but they don't have to control you. 2. Practice mindfulness. This is where things get really cool. Mindfulness isn't just some trendy buzzword, it's a powerful tool. It's about paying attention to the present moment with intention and without judgment. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few moments to truly appreciate your surroundings, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of laughter in the distance. These small moments of awareness can anchor you in the present and help quiet that inner chatter. 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one. Life throws curveballs at all of us, but Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can actually control: our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Instead of stressing over things outside your sphere of influence, channel that energy into making positive choices in your own life. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how gratitude shifts your perspective? When you focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small, it's easier to let go of negativity and find joy in the present moment. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the simple blessings: a warm bed, loving relationships, a good book, and watch how the gratitude radiates outwards. 5. Remember your mortality. This one might sound a little morbid, but hear me out. Recognizing our finite nature can actually help us appreciate the present moment more deeply. We only have so much time on this earth, so why waste it worrying about things we can't change or dwelling on the past? Let's make each day count by living fully in the present. Think about that last stressful encounter you had, maybe with a coworker, a friend, even your family pet. Remember that feeling of frustration bubbling up, maybe even anger. What if you could have responded differently? Instead of reacting impulsively, what if you took a deep breath, acknowledged your feelings without judgment, and chose to respond calmly and thoughtfully? That's the power of embracing the present moment. It doesn't mean ignoring difficult emotions, it means acknowledging them, processing them, and choosing how you want to react. And that brings us to the core takeaway. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about developing inner strength, wisdom, and courage to face life's challenges with grace and resilience. It's a journey of self-discovery, and it all starts with cultivating that awareness of the present moment without judgment. So, my friends, I challenge you to start practicing today. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and appreciate the beauty of this moment. Remember, life is happening right now, and it's up to us to choose how we respond. Let's make those responses count. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. And head over to our social media pages, let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep embracing the present moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.